Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. Well, we are thankful that you could join us at our family service. We look forward to this every year. And this is a special service because we have kids in the room. Are there kids in this room? I don't hear any kids. Let me hear you, kids. That's awesome. So the kids get to see what the parents do, and the parents get to see what the kids do, and we could all do it together. I know that everybody's anxious to go home and begin cooking or begin eating, but let's think about all those things that we are thankful for. Let's pray. Heavenly Father God, we love you so much, and we just thank you, Lord, that we could be here today, that we could be together as a family. And Lord, we want to worship you with all that we are. We just thank you for your many blessings in our life, for the way that you work in us. You never give up. Lord, you're by our side no matter what we go through. And we're so thankful for that. Lord, we pray as we go through this service, Lord, that you would just touch the hearts of the people here, the kids, Lord, that they may know you, that they can draw closer to you, that they could feel your presence. Thank you for all that you do. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody stand.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. You know, Psalm 100 says to enter his gates with praise, into his courts with thanksgiving. And we want to praise his name this morning. Let's lift a joyful shout to the Lord. My heart set on who you are.
God is in the midst of us this morning. Come on, put our hands together. Let's celebrate him. Let's show him thankful hearts this morning, grateful hearts for all that he's done. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, Lord willing, you guys have a nice table to go to this afternoon. A lot of precious people around you to sit down and celebrate this holiday of Thanksgiving. But my friend recently reminded me that the thing that we have most to be thankful for is that we have a seat reserved for us at the table of the Lord. Amen. We get to feast with Jesus one day, and we can be thankful for that. You guys can be seated.
Reach worship. So what I'd like to do right now, we're going to introduce our growth spurts, our kids worship team, and can you come on up? So when we are in heaven, we're going to be worshiping all the time. I hope that you enjoy your worship, but this is how the kids do it. We have a lot of fun. So what I'd like to do is I'd like, if Any of you kids want to come and worship with us? Come down to the floor in front of the steps and you can worship with us. Let's all stand. You're going to need to stand for these. Come on, adults. Kids, let's show moms and dads and grandparents how we worship.
Now whistle this way. same. Come on now, join with me, everybody sing. I'm gonna lift my voice to glorify my King. He is a mighty God and worthy of our praise. We give him everything, he's good in every way. Come on now, join with me, everybody sing. I'm gonna lift my voice to glorify my King. He is a mighty God and worthy of our praise. We give him everything, he's good in every way.
He is always there for us.
He's good in every way.
Pouring out his awesome love.
He's good in every way.
He fills us up with peace and joy.
He's good in every way.
Thank you, God, for trusting me to be his dad.
Thank you, Lord, that when a door closes, you're still going to take care of me.
And thank you for cheetahs and pickles and fairy wings and mommies and daddy.
Thank you, Father, for always giving me perspective.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you, God, that you are the great physician of both my body and my soul.
Father, thank you. For knowing my family's needs, even before I do.
And for ladybugs, and old people, and Disney movies, and Miss Walker, and donuts.
Thank you. Thank you for reminding me that I'm never alone.
Thank you, Father God, for love, joy, peace, and patience. Lord, especially patience.
And thank you for Jesse, even though he's mean during recess. Help him find a good friend. That's what he needs. I love you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God, for childlike faith.
Well, hello and welcome to our Thanksgiving Day service. It truly is a good thing for us to be able to gather together with just thankfulness in mind, entering into the courts of the Lord to thank Him and worship Him. And I want to give a special welcome to two different people. Well, a lot of people and one person. First of all you children who are in here with us today in our family service, we want to welcome you. We are excited you're here. And we have a special guest with my wife, Kathy. Would you please welcome her? Wonderful. If you're here for the first time today, we want to welcome you. My name is Robert Furrow. I'm one of the pastors here at Calvary Tucson, and we're going to teach the kids now. So we would like all of the children to come up on the stage. We want you to come all up in front of the stage in front of us. We want to welcome the parents with them. You can come with your kids, send them up by themselves, or come with them. You can come sit on the stage as well. Come on in close, kids. Just come on in, and if we can have, hey, kids from the worship group, turn around and face this way. Hey, kids, turn around this way. And so we get all the kids coming in and facing this way. Have them come up the stairs. Yep. How are you guys? Yeah. It is so good to see you. You guys are all dressed up. Hey, you guys look good. All right, get in close. Come in closer. Come in closer. Let everybody get up here. Come on, we're going to have a book that we read for you, and we're going to give you guys a story, all right? Let's wait a couple more seconds so people can come up from downstairs. Remember, the parents can come up on stage with their kids if you want to, all right? All right. Well, the very first thing that we're going to do is pray, and then I'm going to give you guys a Bible study. You guys ready for a Bible study? Woo, I'm telling you, it teaches us something that is fantastic. And then Miss Kathy is going to read us a book, and I'm telling you guys, this is one good book. You guys are really going to like it. All right, so first of all, let's pray. Father, thank you that we can gather here today on Thanksgiving and worship you, lift you up, and praise your name. And thank you that we can look into your word, the scriptures, and hear direction from you, and that we can learn from this book that will be read today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, I want to talk to you guys a little bit about a guy by the name of Samuel who is in the Bible. You guys know anybody named Samuel? Do you know what the name Samuel means? Anybody? It means God hears. Do you believe that God hears you? When Hannah, Samuel's mother, named him, she named him God hears, or God is listening. And that's interesting because when Samuel was a little boy, 5 or 6 years old, how many of you guys here are 5 or 6 years old? Oh, you guys look older than that. You guys can't be 5 or 6. Are you 5 or 6? Wow, that's amazing. Well, when... Nice. Lost control. I lost control. When... All right, when Samuel was just 5 or 6 years old, all of a sudden in the middle of the night, some of you guys know the story, right? God called Samuel's name. And Samuel got up and he went to Eli and said, "Did you call me?" And Eli said, "No, I didn't call you. Go back to bed." So he went back to bed. And he heard God call his voice again. And he went back to Eli. And Eli said, "I didn't call you." But Eli thought, maybe God is calling you. You know that the Bible says that if you call out to God, God will answer you. When you are upset, when you're hurting, when life is difficult or tough, you can call out to God anytime and he will hear you. So Samuel went back to bed. And sure enough, he heard God call him again. And Eli had told him, when you hear God call you again, say this, speak, Lord, I'm listening. And in the Hebrew, it's I'm listening, ready to obey. Speak, Lord, I'm listening, and I'm ready to obey. Do you believe that if you are ready to do what God says, that God will speak to you? And if you aren't, then why would God speak to you? So if we say, Lord, I want to hear you, and we're willing to do what he says, I believe that God will speak to us. And you know what the Bible says? The Bible says that that what he was going to tell Samuel, when people heard it, their ears were going to tingle. Can you imagine getting such a message from God that your ear, the people that would hear it, their ears would tingle, the wonderful things that God would do? Now listen, the Lord hears you when you call out to him. The Lord will answer you. And if you will do what God wants you to do, then he'll speak to you, and he'll speak to you clearly. And I believe that with all of my heart. And for all of you guys that are here with us today as well, if you have a heart to say, God, I want to do what you want me to do, speak to me, and I will do it. I believe that we will always hear from God. And if you're in a particular dry time, it's good to check yourself to see, are you willing to do the things that God has asked you to do? All right? Now, I want to introduce to you again Miss Kathy, and she's going to read you a story. The pictures are going to be up here. Listen, it's a really good story, so you guys need to pay close attention, all right?
The third little tree looked down into the valley below, where busy men and busy women worked in a busy town. I don't want to leave this mountaintop at all, she said. I want to grow so tall that when people stop to look at me, they will raise their eyes to heaven and think of God. I will be the tallest tree in the world. Years passed, the rains came, the sun shone, and the little trees grew tall. One day, three woodcutters climbed the mountain. One, two, three. The first woodcutter looked at the first tree and said, "This tree is beautiful. It is perfect for me." And with a swoop of his shining axe, the first tree fell. Now I shall be made into a beautiful chest, thought the first tree. I shall hold wonderful treasure. The second woodcutter looked at the second tree and said, "This tree is strong. It is perfect for me." And with a swoop of his shining axe, the second tree fell. Now I shall sail mighty waters, thought the second tree. I shall be a strong ship fit for kings. Third tree felt her heart sink when the last woodcutter looked her way. She stood straight and tall and pointed bravely to heaven. But the woodcutter never even looked up. "Any kind of tree will do for me," muttered. With a swoop of his shining axe, the third tree fell. The first tree rejoiced when the woodcutter brought him to a carpenter shop, but the busy carpenter was not thinking about treasure chests. Instead, his work into a feed box for animals. The once beautiful tree was not covered with gold or filled with treasure. He was coated with sawdust and filled with hay for hungry animals, farm animals. The second tree smiled when the woodcutter took him to a shipyard, but no mighty sailing ships were being made that day. Instead, the once strong tree was hammered and sawed into a simple fishing boat. Too weak and too small to sail an ocean or even a river, he was taken to a little lake. Every day, he brought in loads of dead, smelly fish. The third tree was confused when the woodcutter cut her into strong beams and left her in a lumberyard. What happened? The once tall tree wondered. All I ever wanted to do was stay on the mountain and point to God. Many, many days and nights passed. The three trees nearly forgot their dreams. But one night, golden starlight poured over the first tree as a young woman placed her newborn baby in the feed box. I wish I could make a cradle for him, her husband whispered. The mother squeezed his hand and smiled as a starlight shone on the smooth, sturdy wood. This manger is beautiful, she said. And suddenly, the first tree knew he was holding the greatest treasure in heaven. Look, it's baby Jesus. Baby Jesus is the greatest treasure. One evening, a tired traveler and his friends crowded into the old fishing boat. The traveler fell asleep, and the second tree sailed quietly out into the lake. Soon, a thundering and crashing storm arose. The little tree shuddered. He knew he did not have strength to carry so many passengers safely through the wind and rain. The tired man awakened. He stood up, stretched out his hand, and said, "Peace." The storm stopped as quickly as it had begun. And suddenly, the second tree knew he was carrying the King of heaven and earth. There's Jesus in the fishing boat. He stopped the storm. One Friday morning, the third tree was startled when her beams were yanked from the forgotten woodpile. She flinched as she was carried through an angry, jeering crowd. She shuddered when soldiers nailed a man's hands to her. She felt ugly and harsh and cruel. But on Sunday morning, when the sun rose and the earth trembled with joy beneath her, the third tree knew that God's love had changed everything. It had made the first tree beautiful. It had made the second tree strong. And every time people thought of the third tree, they would think of God. And that was better than being the tallest tree in the world. So the first tree became a feed box that was the manger for baby Jesus when he was born. And the second tree became the fishing boat where Jesus sailed and calmed the storm. And the third tree became the cross, which reminds us of Jesus' gift to us so that we can be forgiven and live with him forever. And for that, we can be truly thankful on this Thanksgiving day. The end.
Guys, before you take off, it's been really good having you guys up here. Have a great Thanksgiving with all of your parents, all right? You guys can be dismissed and go to your kids.
Are we gonna share our posters?
Yeah, well, you go back to your chairs and we'll.
My grandpa, a Christian, he named Douglas.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, all right. You want me to help you? All right, we're going to have the worship group come out. and lead us in one final song before we take off? Or I'm going to lead us in worship? Oh, the kids' worship team, you guys are going to do the worship. You know what? We have the kids' worship team one more time. Let's hand it over to them. They're going to lead us in worship. Thanks, Fred.
Is that it? Is that it? Okay. All right. Wasn't that fun? I should have warned everybody. It's just like SeaWorld. If you were sitting in the front seat, thank you for coming. We wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. Be safe. And let's just say a quick prayer before we go. Heavenly Father God, thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be together. Lord, we look forward to the many things that you have for us. And Lord, we ask that you would just bless the time that we have with our families. Keep us all safe. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we'll see you this weekend.